Good morning. This is Jasper, Charlie and Liv with your 8am Zlines. In local news, a Brisbane woman has given birth to some incredibly rare, identical quadruplet daughters at the Royal Brisbane Women's Hospital. Maternal-fetal medicine specialist and obstetrician Alexa Bendall, who has been caring for mother Miss Naamona since early pregnancy, described the situation as, quote, very, very high risk. Despite high risk of complications, the quadruplets named Emily, Harriet, Alexa, and Catherine were born safely and are being cared for in the neonatal intensive care unit and are said to be doing, quote, extremely well.
A range of new purple-skinned passion fruit varieties have been developed by the Queensland Alliance for Agriculture and Food Innovation at the University of Queensland. 3 years ago, growers from southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales were concerned that the reliability of popular hybrids Sweetheart and Misty Gem were continuously failing, pushing farmers out of the industry. Senior researcher Mobashwa Alam said that, quote, "We didn't have any new varieties for a long time, more than 20 years. Farmers hope that this new research could save the industry. Growers are currently evaluating the new passion fruit varieties at UQ to decide which ones could be trialled commercially."
In national news, bettongs have been reintroduced to Dirk Hartog Island off the west coast for the first time in more than a century. The marsupial, also known as rat kangaroos, were once widespread in Australia prior to their numbers being decimated by feral cats and European foxes. Researchers have spent a decade attempting to repair the damage done by the invasive species, and now, findings from wildlife expert Rebecca Kwa suggest that bettong reintroduction is looking successful thanks to early monitoring and replicating their unique fungal diets.
In Alice Springs yesterday, about 300 people took part in a protest against Pine Gap, the joint Australia-US defence facility. In the largest protest at the site since 1987, protesters called for Pine Gap to be closed and for the land to be returned to its traditional owners. The Arrernte traditional owners of the land delivered a letter to the front gates of the facility demanding the return of their land and outlining their need to access sacred sites and rock art inside the facility. It also demanded compensation for decades of occupation of the site. Pine Gap has long attracted controversy over how it collects and uses intelligence and its role in the US military operations. Green Senator David Shoebridge, who was in attendance at yesterday's rally, said he was concerned that the facility was a, quote, foreign military base set up for the interests of a foreign military, which he says is, quote, lurching towards right-wing politics. The demonstration is part of a three-day gathering of activists and academics in Alice Springs designed to draw attention to Pine Gap's role in global warfare. Organisers said they will be demonstrating against the AUKUS deal in September.
In international news, the Japan Association for Recovery and Repatriation of War Casualties has begun a planned 12-day excavation in search of the remains of Japanese soldiers who died in World War II. This takes place near a decommissioned nuclear power plant located in Taiwan, a former Japanese colony. The excavation will be followed by a series of tests in hopes to identify the remains and begin to return them to Japan. The search was initiated by Japanese historian Kazuko Tachi in response to her research of the 1944 sinking Tamatsu Maru transport ship, a disaster that saw the loss of over 4,800 people and only 65 survivors. Official Japanese records show that 41,900 soldiers died in Taiwan and 15,600 remaining missing. This excavation is a deliberate search to close that gap.
For your weather today, Brisbane is looking a little bit cloudy with a shower or two possible throughout the day. The tide is set to reach its lowest by 9 a.m. today and will peak around 3:30 p.m. It's currently 16 degrees and we've got an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5 in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.